Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, thank you for being with us today. Our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. So thanks for hanging out with us. Not so long ago, around here at our church, we had an experience where we taught what the kids thought was a new song, but it was actually really, really old. It's the old hymn, The Old Rugged Cross. And it was so great to hear hundreds of kiddos sing it because it was written in 1913 by a gentleman that had undergone some persecution for talking about the cross, and so much so that it troubled him that he wrestled with the idea, why is the cross so important? And as a result, he penned those now really famous words. One of the things I love about the reminder of the old rugged cross is that the cross wasn't an accident. The cross didn't come out of nowhere. The cross was not plan B. In fact, God made promises all throughout Scripture that would lead all the way up to the cross. There's at least four of them that I want to highlight today. The first one is the promise that God made to Adam. God said to Adam in the garden in Genesis 3:15, he said, there's coming a day that I'm going to send a descendant after you, and he will crush the head of the serpent. He will crush the head of the serpent. That's the promise of salvation. Later in Genesis 17, verse 7, God speaks to Abraham, and he makes a promise to Abraham. He says, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations, an everlasting covenant, which is a Bible word for saying a promise. He says, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. That's God promising, I'm going to bring success. A third place we see this in Scripture is to David. He says to David in 2 Samuel verses 12 and 13 that after David's days are done, there's going to be a descendant that comes after him that will establish his throne forever. That's the promise of strength. And then the fourth one is found in Jeremiah 31, where God makes a new covenant, and he says, I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more. That's the promise of removing sin. What I love about this simple reminder is that God's been doing one thing since the beginning of time. He made four promises in the Old Testament to Adam to bring salvation, to Abraham to bring success, to David to bring about strength, and to Jeremiah to say, I'm going to remove sin. And all four of those promises come all the way up to the Gospels, through the Gospels, all the way up to that old rugged cross. Jesus' death and his resurrection fulfills all four of these promises. He brings salvation that he promised to Adam. He brings success that he promised to Abraham. He establishes his strength that he promised to David, and he removes our sin that promised to Jeremiah. And so today, I want to just remind you of the simple truth that when God makes a promise, he always keeps his promise. When God says he's going to do something, he always follows through. And so those four promises that spanned a couple of thousand years still impact our lives today because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So today, I want to remind you that the cross, it wasn't a shiny symbol in Jesus' day. It wasn't a necklace. It wasn't an icon. It was a weapon of war, one that the enemy wanted to use to kill God, but one that God used to defeat the enemy forever. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.